Welcome back to Unmatched Sports. I'm your host, Jamel Matthews. And today's guest is a workhorse who's starting to make some serious noise. I'm joined by sophomore running back, Athien Renfro. A Beaumont native who put up 300 plus rushing yards and 4 touchdowns in last season's campaign. In this episode, we talked about his journey from Beaumont United to TSU. How's his mindset shifted after stepping into a bigger role, and why the offseason grind matters more than what people think. With that being said, let's get into the episode.
At the end of the 24 campaign, everybody wanted to know, who is Renfro? Who is this guy carrying this ball like this? Who is this guy breaking all these tackles and running for touchdowns? First question I wanted to ask you. Last season, you rushed for ball for 72 times, for 323 yards and 4 touchdowns. How did those numbers make you feel, and how did you get to that point?
Honestly, I didn't even know I could do all that personally. Like, between the times that from my freshman year here until now, it was just like I wasn't really, like, running the ball for real. So when they threw me in the fire against Southern, some plays I made, I didn't even know I could do them plays, you know? So some of them times it was just, I don't really know. It don't really reflect how much of growth has came when I was started at TSU. I feel like my overall growth was probably 10 times more than what the stats show statistically. Because me mentally, physically, and emotionally, I have got better over the time since my first day here. So I really feel as though that them stats didn't really show who I was as a person. But, you know, as a football player, yeah, them stats look good. But at the end of the day, it wasn't just enough to show who I really was or what I'm capable of doing if I would have started the season off playing running back and stuff like that, you know?
Hey, man, I'm going to let you know like this. As a fan perspective, you as you look at your games, the games that you play good in, like, everybody's excited to see you run the ball, you know, especially that running back room. Every time I'm on a visiting podcast, everybody always talk about it's so many different variations of the running back room. You got yourself, you got J. Lou, you got Davion Ford. Last season, you had Kentor Quinn, you had him. It was so many different variations, but you still managed to stick out. And I just wanted to give you your flowers on that one.
Yes, I appreciate that.
You talk about last season, right, while we still on it. What do you think is one of your most memorable moments of last season?
I could say Southern game. I think we was coming out of half. It was 15-14. We was on the opposite end where we was coming to the Jumbotron. And my memorable moment was that play where it got stuffed in the backfield and I just made something happen. I didn't even know I was that fast to get outside, but I mean, it happened. And then, I mean, that was probably my favorite moment that didn't happen. Well, memorable moment, yeah, most definitely. Most memorable moment I don't had at TSU, and even last season.
And I know you shared yours, but I'm going to give you mine, man. It had to be one of my favorite moments. Just being there and witnessing that, you know, I'm real big on family. It's when you scored a touchdown, I forgot what team it was, but it was at the
Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah, there you go. It was Bethune. When you scored that touchdown and, you know, you just look up and you had your mom up there, everybody just cheering for you, had signs that you just scored that touchdown. That was an amazing sight. I really love that one.
That was for the fam, most definitely.
Yeah, I love that one.
That was for the fam, man.
Yeah, man, I really love that one. One thing that I really noticed just looking at your background, coming from Beaumont United High School to TSU, as we head into this new era of TSU, people starting to love what Coach Dishman is doing, love what this coaching staff is doing. What made you come to TSU? Like, what stuck out the most that made you want to become a Tiger?
It was by the grace of God that I got here. Honestly, it was just, I had my senior year in high school, I didn't play. I had broke my collarbone my senior year, and I lost all the offers I had from football and baseball because of the broken collarbone. And one of my coaches, Daryl Colbert, he also coached here at TSU, and he got me in touch with Coach Wilson and things like that. And right around this time last year, they had say I could walk on, and I walked on, and then the rest was history, honestly. Now it was just I'm here playing and things like that. It was just by the grace of God, bro, for real. It was just he understood that I broke my collarbone, how much I love the game, and I didn't play my senior year, but he made it happen for me to come to TSU and just fulfill my dream a little bit, you know?
And shout out to Coach Cobra, man. You know, TSU legend, coach at TSU. Now he on the opposing side at Prairie View, but we still got love for him, man. Yeah, he's amazing guy, man. I had a couple chance to, you know, talk to him, get to know his family. Amazing guy, amazing coach, amazing guy to be around. We talk about the other side. It's the reason why I want to bring up high school. You and Mike had Michael Akins to. Let the fans know had similar routes. You know, y'all had a different love too, which is baseball. I love baseball too. A lot of people don't, but that's neither here nor there. What was the key like factor to make you choose from baseball and football?
Honestly, I mean, I don't really know. It was just for football for me. It was just finishing on a legacy. You know, I think it's my great uncle here in the Pro Football Hall of Fame right now, Mel Renfro. He's still alive to this day. And I had a little cousin that played at Utah State, and he got drafted by the Bengals late draft. He was late. He was a late round. So for me, it was just really I just wanted to stay the course with what my family was going to, and like what they have done over the time. So it was really just that. But I was a really good baseball player. I tell people right now, like if baseball was still on the tape, I'd definitely play baseball because baseball was my piece. I was more happy at baseball and things like that, but. You know, I mean, I stayed the course with my family was doing things like that. So,
I'm gonna put you on the spot right now. Dishman say, I let everybody have a week off of practice. We're gonna take you to the diamond. If you can hit two home runs, two or three home runs, you think you do it right now?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I do that.
Hey man, that's a lot of pressure, man.
It ain't a lot of pressure. I just gotta step up in the box and. Like I always tell people, it don't matter how fast you can throw the ball, bro. If I catch it with the bat, it's over. I mean, that's what it is. Like, that's how much confidence I got in myself when it came to baseball. I mean, 45-game hitting streak, two home runs, one inside the park, 55 throwouts. I played catcher, runner-up for the MVP in 21-6A. I mean, statistically, I can still play, but I don't know. I got the confidence to do it, though, to accept your challenge.
Hey man, I might have to slide that to Coach Dishman, man. One week y'all doing two a day. Probably throw that in there, see if you can do it, man. you kind of led into the next part of questions that I have for you. You talk about like all these important figures that you have in your life, people that's going to the NFL, people that's achieving things. What do you think motivates you to play the game? Because football isn't a game where you can just put on your pads, put on your helmet, and just go out there. You have to have something that drives you. What do you think is, like, your motivating factor to play the game of football?
Really, honestly, it's really just me proving myself that I am not who I say I am mentally. So I ain't gonna lie, like, most of the games I've played in, I went into the game with probably 25% to 0% of confidence because it was honestly just I didn't really have enough confidence within myself to do things or get the job done for the team that they needed. The stuff that I have been through, it was just, oh, you're not really that good. Or, like, coaches telling me that I won't be a starting back or we didn't even know your name and things like that. I started to give in and believe into that. Or even he told me that I won't be a fast back or a good-looking back, like, things like that. It was just I gave into it and I kept telling myself that over and over and over and over again. It built this little thing in my head, like, you're not good enough or you're not able to play at the next level like your cousins and your family have done. That's what really what motivated me to just prove myself that I am not who I think I am mentally. Like it's been some games where my teammates will hold me up and just be like, yeah, you just did this. Like I say Bethune-Cookman and Southern, they would replay the play on the jumbo trying to be like, while I'm in a huddle listening to play, I'm like, that's me up there? And I was like, yeah, that's you. Come on, focus. And I just be like, I just couldn't believe I did that because I just had zero confidence. And that's what zero confidence, anything in life, like I wasn't really confident within myself. And that mental health plays a big part into that also, but I had zero confidence. It was just me believing in myself or like proving myself wrong. That's what it really made. Like after a game, I'd just be like, or even during workouts and training and stuff, I'd be like, I made it through the day. I conquered myself and let's go on to the next day. Next round, let's go, let's go, let's go. And that's what I just keep preaching myself. After everything that has been going on these past couple of months and these weeks, it's just, proving myself that I am not who I say I am. Like, that's what really boiled down to everything within me. Like, I had zero confidence. Like, when I got through in the fire, I was just like, man, I don't know if I can make this play, or I don't think I can help my team be the best TSU team to ever do it. But that's just me mentally. Like, it was just me really proving myself that I am not who I say I am. I really never thought that somebody was better than me and stuff. It was just me mentally was just, I was negative in things in that aspect. Football, school, life, it was just, I didn't have that much confidence within myself to get the job done. Because all I had this outside noise and this opinions, all these opinions and things that was going on in my life. I just felt as though that I was little, like I was just little than everybody else. And everybody else maybe seemed like I was this big person, but in my head, I was just like as little as an ant. So it was really just proving myself that I am not who I say I am in my head.
Mental health, you know, not a question that I want to ask, but something I want to bring up. Because if you look out from the outside looking in, you know, as a TSU football fan, you know, all the big runs you made, all the touchdowns that you made, you would never think that you would be, you know, have those thoughts and things of that nature. But mental health does play a big factor into the things that you do on a daily basis that, you know, a lot of people don't see. As a Tiger fan, I'm going to tell you this. Nobody ever tell you again. The things that I seen you do, especially at practice, you talk about spring, you talk about summer, and even in the game, you know, you have all the tools to be a successful running back in the SWAC. What I will say, looking at the landscape of, you know, all the running backs in the SWAC, whether you go to Southern, you go to Jackson State, you go to FAMU, the list goes on and on. I feel like Renfro is one of the best. And I'm not just saying you that because you own the podcast, but I feel like what I've seen in the sample size last season, you get a full season and you have guys like Davion Ford that's pushing you out, y'all making each other better. You know, yeah, I feel like the sky's the limit for you.
Crazy bringing them up. I feel like we also got the best running back group in the SWAC, you know. We got different guys that can make the job done. You also forgetting about LJ Butler, Jacob Washington, Sean Xavier Lewis. You also forgetting about them guys, including Davion Ford, Jonathan Lewis, and Danny Green. But we got a whole good running back group, and we led by the best running back coach and running back from the Chiefs, Kimball Anderson. So it was just, we could compete up there with anybody in the FCS or anything like that. We just, like, just keep working. And we really type of people that we humble individuals, you know. So we don't really say we better than somebody or anything like that, but we just let our work show. So that's really what it is too. Like, I feel as though in my heart that we got the best running back room in the SWAC and even FCS.
Don't worry about it, y'all. I got you, man. Any podcast I go on, I fully support this running back room. Y'all got so many different flavors. I would call y'all Earth, Wind, and Fire, but y'all got so many different running backs. Yeah, we need a whole new name for it. You talked about, like, Danny. You got yourself. You got Jay Lou. It's so many different running backs y'all got in here that you could really start off a game with yourself. You break out for a 50-yard touchdown. Then next play, you got Danny Green. He get a screen, take it to the crib. It's so many different things that you can do with this running back room. It's ridiculous. And you talk about Coach, man, Coach is one of the best in the game. A lot of people don't know and give him his respect, but he's one of the best playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, playing for the University of Houston. But I tell you one thing, he's playing through y'all, and y'all going to represent this season. A lot of people are going to start paying attention to what this running back room can do.
Thanks. We do it for Big Kipper, man.
I'm going to end it off with these two questions, right? These are the two questions that I normally end the podcast with. The first one that I want to ask you, this season, right? This season is very big because I know, like I told Mike, I told DeMarcus, I told Trent, everybody, no matter who you ask on the TSU campus, everybody's talking about Atlanta. Not for a vacation, but before the championship this year. So what do you think are some of your personal goals that can help this team get to Atlanta this season?
Really, honestly, it's just, for me right now, it's just really getting my mental health straight as of right now for the team. They say they want me to be a more vocal leader, but I lead by example. But I also want to work on being a vocal leader too. I just really want to help to give that push to everybody, like, hey, you can still do this. You got the God gift, the talent, and the motive to just keep going day by day and get better. One thing with me, I lead by example. So I don't really say a lot of things. I just do the right things at the right time, at the right moment. So it's just me just really leading the team or becoming a vocal leader on the team to help us push us over that one little hill that we just still got stuck at TSU to just help us prop ourselves up over the hill. So when we fall back down, it's gonna be smooth riding to Atlanta. So and we hunt in the dark for that. That's really what's built into our system. That hunt in the dark, just getting the job done. But I know everybody sleep, everybody out there drinking, doing everything they want to do, while we out here at TSU just working and just really just we want to be the best team in Houston. That's really what it is. He just I had seen something the other day. It was like 25 best schools in Texas, and we were number 25. Like, I feel like that's kind of disrespectful to us, but you can't really control everybody's opinions on what goes on and things like that. So we just stay under the radar and just keep pushing and hunting in the dark and get the job done.
Excellent point of hunting in the dark. You talk about Justin Sorrell. You talk about Johannes Seawright. You talk about Coach Dan. You talk about Coach Zay. Talk about everybody on the strength and conditioning staff. Just to give fans bigger insight on it, what have they meant to y'all in a way? Because I know y'all have made big transitions from them, but just to give the fans a better insight, what do they mean to the team?
It's really just they gave us something that we never seen before as a TSU Tiger, period. Like, as a third ward, the tray around us, it's just like you might see us running on the Tiger Walk as a full team. It's because of them and stuff like that. Like, they tell us, don't cat up. Stay sturdy. Your mental's from the neck up. It's all mental. That's what really it is. It's nothing physically going on. It's just all mental. It's 95% mental. The other five is just God give the talent, your build, everything else. Everything is mental. If you know you can go out there and do it and lift that amount of weight and things like that, is they instilled in us that it's all mental. Just you got to keep going. Whatever your mind tell yourself, positive, you got to keep pushing. If it's negative from that neck up, keep going. Keep pushing yourself to your best little ability. And that's really what it is. They gave us something that we never seen before, that motivation to keep going, keep pushing, don't cat up, keep going. Just every day is just it's something new where you got to push ourselves. Every day is something new. Like every day something goes wrong. Every day a new conversation comes. Every day is just we got to keep pushing. We got to push through to the next day. And that's really what it is.
That's a wrap for another episode of Unmatched Sports. Big thanks to Athean Renfro for stepping in and sharing his journey from Beaumont to TSU, from early reps to end zone moments. Whether it's on the field or out fishing to reset, Athean is a reminder that patience, power, and purpose all matter in this game. If you're rocking with the podcast, make sure to follow, rate, and share with a fellow Tiger fan. We got more real stories from real athletes coming your way every week. This is Unmatched Sports, where TSU football players speak.